are talking about here. I actually don't always, I'm often not aware that I'm having fears. But I am aware of certain states that fear is underneath, and so I work more with those. And I think what I really thought about when I was thinking about this is a dream that my grandma had. She was raised in Africa for her first 10 or 11 years. She was born in 1901, and there were lions and tigers there, one or the other. So for the next 60 years, when she got back to the U.S., she dreamt of being chased by either a lion or a tiger. And then after 60 years, when she was about 70 years old, in her dream, she turned around and faced it. And then she never had that dream again. And this is kind of the metaphor for me with fears and these kind of things, partly because when you turn around and face things and slow your life down and rely on, I think, insightful people that give you feedback and teachings and just take the time to look at these things, you can actually kind of manage the whole thing rather than letting it drive your life unknowingly and uselessly. So I found three areas mainly that are recurring. One is related to the body, and that expresses itself mostly as kind of anxiousness. And then one, I think, related more with other people, and that kind of sometimes expresses itself as a kind of nervousness in some situations, and other times maybe a reactivity. Negative thinking as a basis. And then the other one was more like stressed out. This is the me that likes to accomplish things, but then will work way too hard. And then I will get quite, even, I think this is more the fear of myself, because I've had kind of like fear related to the body, fear related to others. And this is actually, I think, more goes to a place of fear related to myself, like I might just burst someday, with anger or something. So, but I've kind of mismanaged my life for a few weeks, and now just get all tangled up. The one I know the most about is the one about the body. So I thought I'd share mostly about that. And that is kind of this, well, the basis of it, I think, is attachment to the body. And really having enjoyed physical activity a lot. I mean, I think I might have even taken a rebirth on that basis because I like to move. I dream about moving sometimes because it's very pleasurable, so it's this pleasure thing. So then when something comes up, like you have an injury, dealing with pain is one thing, but thinking about pain being permanent is quite anxiety-producing. And then even interventions or losing function, those kind of things, really sometimes I will spin out, paint worst-case scenarios, and it just doesn't work. So I actually have learned about this a lot from the things I couldn't see from other people. I realize there are certain things that people have said to me over the decades, actually, that have helped me become more aware of these things I couldn't see. And I think so that was helpful things were to listen to people who were giving me good feedback. And it's always helpful for me to calm myself. And for myself, decades ago, I used to do yoga, and that's where I learned how to start working with this. And then now more breathing meditation. And oftentimes, especially if I'm having pain, and pain is kind of being a problem at that moment, I will do breathing meditation where I gladden my mind. And it actually is quite helpful, that aspect of it. It helps actually manage the whole thing. So I think in the short term, it's really been helpful to do breathing meditation, but in the longer term, it's been really helpful to just see how my reactions have, I've had all this anxiety and none of these things have never come to pass that I've worried about. So that really, you know, when you get your mind calmed down enough to see that, you can kind of drop things. So it's very helpful to take a very more positive outlook. And also another strategy that works for me well is to just substitute. Because I like to do things and maybe I can't do what I want to do now, I just substitute and I'll go and, okay, I can't do this, I will do this instead, I will enjoy this. So like one time I had operation on my hands and I couldn't do all kinds of things. That was like the hardest. And so I used to go for walks and sing. And it really, you know, I had to do something because I couldn't do so many things when your hands are out of commission.